these versions of Shanti, they are loved by everyone so much. Whatever situation it may be, even if it is a sorrowful situation, people are crying, there, if Om Shanti is uttered, it reminds us of peace. Around you, that Om Shanti shows its form. By saying just Om Shanti, automatically the wave of peace is spread. Just as Baba spreads his fragrance, similarly the word Om Shanti with its meaning fills fragrance in the heart. So when Om Shanti is uttered, it not only spreads fragrance in the heart, but then one stabilizes himself in that stage just by saying Om Shanti. It's not only for the sake of saying Om Shanti. But if you look around, if you look around, majority of the children are already stabilized in the meaning of Om Shanti. The form of Om Shanti is sparkling on each one's face. So each one sparkles with the meaning of Om Shanti. This is why even Bap Dada reminds you of Om Shanti. On everyone's lips as well as inside each one. Om Shanti is visible. Each one has become, the image of this word, Om Shanti. It is visible on each one's face. So, did the meaning of Om Shanti come in each one's heart? So each one is stabilized in the form of Om Shanti and is saying Om Shanti and becoming Om Shanti. Even now at this moment, even now at this moment, all of you are absorbed in this Om Shanti. Therefore, even Baba says, that by staying in the awareness of Om Shanti, on majority of the faces of you, of all of you, that feeling of absorption, of being absorbed in Om Shanti is experienced. If Baba would ask you to raise your hand, you would all raise it, but there's no need to make you raise hands, because Baba can see that majority of you are already stabilized in the meaning of this word Om Shanti. You are merged in Om Shanti, absorbed, merged, lost. You are the embodiments of them. Even from your lips, Om Shanti is being uttered. In your hearts too, it is just Om Shanti merged in it. In your mind too. In your mind too. This, the meaning of this word is emerged. Each one of you are dancing in this meaning of Om Shanti in your mind. although it's not, it may not be dancing with your legs, but majority of you are dancing in the mind. And how lovely this dance in the mind is. When you're dancing in your mind, you're not disturbing anyone. You know, physically if somebody's dancing, you can disturb someone. But Baba says, you're dancing in your mind and therefore not disturbing anyone. Because your mind is at peace. You are peaceful even externally, because your mind is at peace. You are peaceful externally too, so you're externally at peace and internally also at peace. So, when double Om Shanti is uttered, it means external Om Shanti and internal Om Shanti too. You are at peace outside as well as inside. This also is like a dance. When you sit in silence, when you sit in silence too, this dance of Om Shanti in the mind is so sweet, it's so lovely. As you are dancing in the mind and externally you are in silence, you are not disturbed by any outside sound too. They are not disturbed by any external sound too. Because each one is busy dancing in the mind. This is why the dancing in the mind is creating some sound, yes, but externally there is no sound. Nothing is spoken in words. In spite of so many people around, no one can hear this sound in the mind until that one comes very close. That one comes very close because the dance in the mind can be understood only by the mind. And you are so busy in dancing in the mind that in spite of so many people sitting around, yet there is so much peace of mind. Each one is absorbed in the intoxication in the mind. Therefore, this dance in the mind, a dance of the mind, does not make any external sound. This dance of the mind displays so many colors. Which are very lovely. This dance of the mind or in the mind whenever it happens. The external sound does not disturb. See, so many are sitting in this gathering, but there is no sound at all. Why? Because all of you are busy in dancing in the mind. You like this dance, don't you? You have seen many types of physical dances, dancing externally, physically. You have seen many dances. But this dance of the mind, is very entertaining, very amusing. You need to now increase this dance. Increase the duration of this dance. You need to dance this dance more and more. You know what is the meaning of dance of the mind, don't you? Those who know this, raise your hand. So all of you know it, everyone has raised their hand. Very good, you raised your hand very well. Now go ahead in this dance. Take a number in the front in this dance. You like this dance of the mind, don't you? Or do you like the dance of words? Or coming into sound? Now you have to form this habit of dancing in the mind. By staying busy in this, in dancing in the mind, by staying busy in this. You can be peaceful wherever you are, even in this hall. You are dancing in your mind, and yet it's everything is so peaceful here. But now you need, there is more and more need of this type of dance. There's more and more need of this type of dance because day by day, day by day, the commotion, external commotion in the world is going to increase, is going to grow more and more. At such a time, although it's nice to come into sound, external sound, it's not bad, Baba is saying, but there is more and more need of practicing dancing in the mind. You need to do more and more deep practice of this inside you. Take time out for this, as the first thing for the whole day. So during the whole day, for the whole day, take out special time for this. First, take out time for this first. Take out time for both the dances, both the types of dances and practice. Baba means to say, come into sound too, but then go beyond sound and dance in the mind. As much dance, as much you will dance, this dance, that much the impact of this dance of the mind will influence the dance of words too. Now you have to increase the stance of the mind more and more. Then your interest in this will keep on increasing more and more too. At present, Baba saw that the interest of dancing in the mind is definitely growing, and there is more and more experience of peace being experienced. More and more peace is being experienced, and in many this experience is increasing more and more too. It will be very beneficial if you can increase this experience of dancing in the mind. You make programs for staying in silence. You know, always they give silence retreats. So you make programs for staying in silence. Even in that, the power of the mind increases. And when peace of mind and power of mind increase, then automatically the words which are uttered will become lesser and less lesser. So what do all of you have to pay attention to now? You have to pay attention to quietening the mind. Do you know what is silence of the mind? Silence of the mind. Do you know, or you don't know that much? You should have interest of how to increase silence of the mind. Baba used the word dance before, now Baba is using silence of the mind. By increasing silence in the mind, the silence on the lips will increase automatically. So, all of you have to now practice, make effort to practice more and more silencing your mind. Increase it very lovingly. Increase it with love. The more and more you pay attention to this, more and more your interest grows in this, then because the mind is quietened, is in silence, then you will be away from sound. Then you will be away from coming into sound. And rays of silence will increase inside you. Rays of silence will increase inside you. So now, for 1 week, celebrate silencing of the mind, silence in the mind. Celebrate this. Celebrate 1 week of silence of the mind. So, if there is peace in the mind, if you are able to silence the mind, then all types of silence will increase. Even external silence will increase. So, for 1 month, you have to increase the power of your mind. You have to increase the power of silence in you, and when you increase the power of silence in the mind, the power of words will also increase. Power of words will also increase if you increase the power of silence in the mind. All of you like this practice, don't you? If you like it, raise your hand. This type of practicing of silencing the mind. Majority of you have raised your hand. How you are going to increase the power of the mind? What exactly is power of the mind? That you need to practice in you more and more. So keep on increasing this lesson of peace in the mind. The more the peace in the mind increases, more the impact, the influence of the peace inside you will come on the lips. And as much the peace of mind increases, that much the external strength, power of words means there won't be very forceful words, it will be reduced, and they will be powerful in a subtle way, but not forceful, and the peace in the mind will increase. Recently, there had been a very good race of for increasing peace in the mind, and everyone's peace had increased. So whether it was the power of thoughts, or the power of words, and when this power is increased, something has gone wrong, you know, everybody's moving, and only when it's coming on the stage. So keep increasing this something has happened. something has happened. Shanti, just you going to say, everyone be in silence. Dadis are coming on the stage. No one should come forward. Each one of you remain seated. Baba. Ramesh Bhai, his health is not good and he is being taken to the hospital, but before being taken to the hospital, he is being brought here. He is being brought here to meet Baba and then he will go to the hospital. Ramesh Bhai's, actually his health was a little bit fragile today. When we were saying Babaji, Baba, today Siva's turn is Rajasthan and Punjab zone. And 22,000 have come. Punjab zone is 11,000 and Rajasthan is 5,000. So 16,000 Sevadharis. So 16,000 from Punjab and Rajasthan. Oh, Baba is saying, call Ramesh Bhai. Baba will. Baba will signal him too, and then he'll become all right. So Baba's... So Baba is now speaking in total. We have to increase service of others and we have to increase our own service too. So service of self and service of others, those who think that service of others has to increase too. Yes, each one thinks that service of others also has to increase. So the rest is mainly Delhi and Bhopal, and Punjab and Rajasthan, they are serving. service of others is also very necessary. If you won't serve others, then you will waste a lot of time here and there, because you have to pass time. And if you want to pass time in a good way, then you have to serve with interest. So everything should be orderly according to the program given to you. Whatever program is given to you, the results should be accordingly. So Ramesh Bhai is being brought. Ramesh Bhai is being brought in front of Baba. He has been taken to the hospital, so he has come to meet you, Baba. So Ramesh Bhai is one of our senior brothers. Actually, he's undergoing dialysis as his kidneys have failed. And but he's feeling very weak. And maybe he needs a drip or something, I don't know, but he's and maybe he has some other problem too. Ramesh Bhai has written a book, which Baba just inaugurated it. It's about how God's constitution, I think that is a book or something on Golden Age. Okay, Baba's finished the Murli. So, you have to continue to do service. You will become free if you won't do service.